This is 7AD. Tasmania Police have Operation Crossroads underway. To tell us about it, Sergeant Darren Woolley. Hello, Darren.
G'day, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. So this happens every Christmas and Easter period, Operation Crossroads. So you're focusing on what you call the Fatal Five. So we'll start off with obeying the speed limit.
Basically, every year, as everybody knows, Christmas New Year period is one of the busiest times in relation to traffic on the roads. And as with previous years, we're conducting Operation Crossroads for a 12-day period. And yes, you're right, the police will be undertaking highly visible and covert patrols focused on the Fatal Five. Speeding is one of those, which, and also included is seatbelts, alcohol and drugs, fatigue and distraction. But, we need everybody to slow down. As police, we see firsthand the devastating lifelong impact crashes have on everyone involved. Every death and serious injury on our roads is one too many. We don't want anyone to receive news this festive season the loved one has been killed or injured in a crash, and I urge all motorists to do the right thing every time they get behind the wheel to protect themselves and others.
It's really surprising to me, and I'm sure it is for most people, that you still have to remind people to put on the seatbelt.
It's just basic stuff, but data tells us that people, and we all have busy lives, sometimes forget those basic things for our own safety. But yes, we need people to certainly put on their seatbelts every time they get in a vehicle and to ensure that the passengers have their seatbelts on as well.
I guess that would be mainly aimed at, say, people on farms who have to go down and check a dam, so they just jump in the ute and away they go, and they think, oh, I'll just go down there, it takes 5 minutes and I'll get out of the car again, but anything can happen in 5 minutes.
Anything can happen, and it's usually those times when you don't expect it that bad things happen. And, you know, our message is we need everyone to take road safety seriously and remember that it's not just their life on the line when they get behind the wheel, but it's the other road users.
Resting when you're tired, that's a big one. We have the driver reviver stations set up on our major highways around the state. It's real easy to just get fatigued and lose concentration for that 1 second, and that could be serious consequences.
That is correct. And again, over the Christmas New Year period, we're all with our families and we've got a lot on and we have our late nights and we're trying to enjoy what has been a quite difficult year. So we just need people to consider that they do need to be rested and ensure that fatigue is not something that's going to affect them when they're driving to their next destination.
Yeah, well, drink driving and taking drugs goes without saying. Unfortunately, people are still doing it. Paying attention, now I guess that mobile phones, that sort of thing.
Yes, mobile phones, it's the same message every year. To be able to drive competently, you need to be 100% focused on what you're doing. And if you're talking on the phone, you can't be 100% committed to what you're doing. And the data suggests that people who use phones do have accidents.
So they're all very important points. Now, you won't just be on the major highways, you'll be all over the place, country roads and city roads as well.
That is correct. We're going to be everywhere. We started on urban and rural roads, and this goes along with our normal operations. So people will be seeing more police on the roads, specifically targeting these offences.
Yeah. Well, we all appreciate the great work of our police, particularly working over holidays to keep people safe. Thanks very much, and have a safe Christmas yourself, Darren.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.